Blog Talk Radio.
Letting you guys know now that I was on vacation all last week,
And yesterday, the reason I didn't do a show is because I just didn't want to. I didn't feel like it, okay? I didn't feel like doing the show on yesterday. But today, here we is, and here we are, and here we go. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you to them. Hey, guys, again, welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. And before I get into anything else, I wanted to say a very happy birthday to a friend of mine, Felicia Hughley, and happy birthday to you, and hope you have a great day today. Now, today's show, well, let's see. Let's do the word of the day first. The word of the day is Hoosegow. 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 The definition of Hoosegow, and it's a noun, the definition of Hoosegow is jail. That's all it is, jail. Hoosegow is a jail. It's jail. Okay? You know, sentenced to three months. In the Hoosegow is jail. I never heard of Hoosegow, but it's Hoosegow. Hoosegow, and the definition is jail. Okay. And again, guys, thanks for tuning in and welcome. Today's show is entitled, please let that special person know how you feel about them now. Okay? How you feel about them now. And so we're going to discuss the importance of people letting other people of significance to them know before it's too late how you feel about them in your life. I mean, oftentimes we don't let that person know the impact that they have had on your life, and you will, believe me, you will feel that if something were to happen to that person, or that person were to get out of your life, okay? And I'm not necessarily talking about, you know, someone dying or, you know, passing on. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people that you know, if you're not in contact with them, you know, a whole lot, they will pick up and leave. You know, they have things, family going on and all this stuff as well. So sometimes they'll pick up and leave and you don't know where they are. You don't have any contact with them. You don't have any family that they have that you can, that knows where they are and know how to get in contact with them, and you lose all contact from that point on. So, you know, a lot of things go on at this time of year in the summertime. A lot of people have family reunions and weddings and, you know, all kind of events, family events, where you see family members that you haven't seen in a long time. And you know, that would be the perfect time to hug that person and let them know how you feel about them. I'm not saying, you know, telling me they've been a butthole all your life and you hate their guts. No. But the different part, the opposite of that, okay, people that you, again, has had some type of impact on your life. And I can think of, you know, a couple of people that I myself have not told how I feel about them. And maybe because of this show, and someone asked me to talk about this, but maybe because of this show, I will call that person and let them know how I feel about it. I've did it before. And I can do it again. You know, I was having problems a few years ago, and my pastor told me, he said, well, you have to be the bigger person. You have to put things behind you by calling that person or contacting that person and letting them know that, you know, you don't have any ill feelings toward them, because it was a problem between us. And, it, you know, I don't mind telling my audience, it was one of my siblings. And we had a problem. And although I felt like I was in the right, I'm sure she felt like she was in the right. Regardless of that, my pastor said that I had to be the bigger person and turn to her, contact her, and let her know how I feel. And I did. I wrote a letter. I made a phone call after that. And even though she never, you know, with something saying that, you know, she was sorry as well or whatever, it helped me. Y'all with me? It helped me get past that. And I could go on with my life feeling like I had done the right thing and I had told her how I felt. And that's something that maybe someone out there in the audience right now is struggling with. But believe me, again, if you do that, if you put that in motion, that thought that you're going to be the bigger person, make that phone call, make that contact, and let them know that you don't have any ill feelings towards them. I mean, some people go years and years without doing this. And you know, you think about that person at times and you feel bad about it because you're not close or you're not as close as you used to be. I'm not preaching here. I'm just saying, maybe how you feel right now. And for me, again, it helped me move ahead. It helped me continue with my life, continue to do things that I needed to do. All right? So, again, someone out there may be struggling, and if you are, you can call in and tell me, you know, what's going on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show where you guys can call and let me know how you feel. And before I get any more choked up than I am, I see there's a caller on the show. They aren't asking to be on the air, but it's someone that I met while on vacation, and I appreciate them listening to the show. So please let that special person know how you feel about them now. And, you know, thinking about something a little bigger than what I've been talking about, if there was a person in your life that was sick or dying or whatever, or died and they were significant in your life, and you didn't tell them how you felt about them before they met their demise, I believe that would be one of the hardest things to take over the rest of your life. So if you have one of those significant people in your life that maybe getting very old or whatever, even though they're not going to die tomorrow or anything like that, I think you still should go to them or contact them and let them know how you feel about them. I have a caller from the 404, from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 290. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Frank. This is Felicia. First of all, I want to say thank you for the birthday wish, but I want to say thank you for doing this show because I may have been one of those persons that was dealing with some, and it hurts when it's a family member that has an impact on your life that they really don't know, but every time you deal with them, you hurt, and it was kind of good for you to kind of give me a message like to move on. Okay, you've done the best you can. You've said what you said. Let it go. Move on. And so I just want to thank you for doing this show.
Well, you're welcome. And, that's exactly what you have to do. A lot of people don't know that, and I didn't know that myself, but I talked to my pastor about it because it was eating at me. And he said, you know, you have to be the bigger person and go to them or contact them and let them know how you're feeling now and that you forgive them, hope they forgive you, and please, you know, let's go on. Let's try to put this behind us and go on, because people are harbor these feelings for a very, very long time. You know, some people are more stubborn than others, and that's usually how it happens. You there?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. Continue listening. So, again, that's exactly what happens, is that, you know, when you continue to harbor these feelings without letting that person know how you feel, it will continue to eat at you and eat at you and eat at you. I think, have you ever met a person who seems like nothing bothers them? Seems like, nothing can pull them down. They can have a sick feeling. They can be sick, and they seem not to let that bother them. And you know they're sick. You know they have a bad cold, and they keep sneezing and wheezing around, but that doesn't stop them. They continue to move on and don't seem to let that cold or whatever that they have even bother them. They still that same person. And you know, they may have money problem or something, but that never seems to bother them. Continue to move on, and they continue to go at the pace that you've always known them for. And those kind of people are that's the kind of person that I want to be. I want to be that type of person that doesn't let anything bother me. I don't try not to let anything get into me. But I guess I'm not. I mean, I'm 50 years old now, and I don't, you know, it seems like things still get next to me. And I hold on to that stuff for too long. And I don't know why. I guess that's part of my makeup, but those things seem to grab a hold of me and yank at my coattail, so to speak. But you know, until I get it under control, it bothers me. You know what I'm saying? So I wonder if somehow I can harvest. Harness that stuff and be able to flush it out where it doesn't bother me as much. Now, I talked a little bit just a minute ago about someone being sick or whatever and or very old and you don't see them a lot. But I think you should. But if they're significant in your life and they've had an impact on your life, I think that you should contact them and let them know that they had an impact on your life. And it's not only for you; it's also for them. They may not know how much of an impact they had on your life until you tell them that they did. That may help them. As well as yourself. So it's kind of a win-win situation. And the reason I was talking about this part of the show is because, you know, I lost my mom in 2005. And she had battled cancer for 3, 4, 5 years. And I was so proud of her. Because of the way that she handled it, okay? And I told her that. And I also, you know, told her how I felt about her. And that, you know, that'll never leave me. That'll always be a part of me that I feel like I did good at that. Okay, I'm sure that some people never did tell her how much she meant. Not only did that help me, but that also helped her. You know, she was tough, and she'd tell me that, boy, keep on doing what you're doing. Handling your life, taking care of your family, and that's all the thanks that I need. She was that type of person, and you know, that's why I love her so much. But do that, please, if you guys get a chance, or if you have that in you to make that contact with that person, or you know, that you've been having maybe not a great of a relationship with, that you want to get it back to it, then contact them and let them know how you feel about them. All right? I got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Join me tomorrow. I'll have a little bit heavier show tomorrow. Heavier, I mean more, a little more drama feel. I think I want to talk tomorrow about the churches that are being burned right now in the southeastern part of the United States. But take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you same time, same place tomorrow. 23 and a half hours. Take care of yourselves, guys, and be careful.
In her ass, she can walk on the ceiling.
Said I know she loves the attention.